Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom. I'm here with Ash.
Hi, everybody.
But there's no Craig today. It keeps changing every time. 1 minute, we're sort of like when Guns N' Roses fell out. They never were never in the same in the recording studio at the same time.
Yeah, we're not. I don't think we're implying that he's gone off on like a drugs bender or something.
No, that's true. We might have done. I don't know. But no, he's not around. He's away working,
filming, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
International
on
the shoot, something.
Man of mystery.
Yeah, TV guy.
Yeah, so it is just me and Ash at Gaffer Tapes HQ to talk about last week, week two of the football. Well, we're talking about the first 2 weeks because it's our first podcast since we've actually kicked off.
Yeah, since you've been back from Edinburgh. Since I've been back from successful Edinburgh. Run.
Quite successful, yeah. Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, planning on...
It was on,
yeah.
That's the best
we
can say.
It happened.
Much like your team.
Much like my team, yeah. We don't want to start talking about my team. Although we do, because that's why we're here. Yeah, so the results... first of all, I think we'll talk about the league table. I think last time we were on, me and Craig, we were in Edinburgh, we were talking about... I think we wanted to get to about 75 teams or so just before
we
kicked off.
Yeah, we were hoping.
And I think we hit 100 just on the day.
Deadline day.
Pretty much
off.
On the deadline day, yeah. Now we're up to over 100 now.
Yeah, 110.
So how's the league looking?
Well, it's looking good for Craig Barrett.
Yeah,
who's
Craig.
Smashing it. Who's like 10 points clear at the top.
Yeah.
Not so good for whoever's bottom.
Oh, yeah, there was a... Oh, okay, so Scott Baird is bottom, although he's only bottom really because he has been active for 2 weeks, whereas the people below him have only been active for 1 week.
Yeah, special guest Max, the German,
yes,
is technically bottom of the league, but he's only just joined.
He has only just joined.
He still outscored Scott in just his one.
And he's just a wonderful German man, so we give him extra points for that.
A special mention, actually, to Paul McGee, Richard F and Scott, who are all lower than my wife.
Yeah,
who's
she's
picked
in...
her team purely based on who's got funny names.
Like, wow.
She was like, oh, look at this guy, Naztastic, he sounds good.
Okay, and she's called her team Adventure Team.
Yeah.
So that's good. To be fair, she's not a million miles off my team. I'm doing terribly. I think I'm 79th out of currently about 112.
Yeah.
Which is pretty dismal.
That's not too bad. That is like 40th off bottom place.
Yeah. But I mean it's still not even anywhere near sort of halfway up. My brother, who knows nothing about football, is above me a couple of places and he's called his team the Willy Wallies. So I mean
Well, it's doubly good as well because it's not like you've got some sort of your own fantasy football podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
But I mean,
the thing is, it is early days. I think a lot of people have made mistakes. I've got mates that are doing really well and always do well first couple of weeks. And then they do rubbish and then they quit and they go, you do know that I actually wasn't bothered. So I don't think it's that much of a problem yet. I mean, who's been performing really well?
I think there's a couple of standouts. Obviously, Diego Costa.
Yeah, I think nearly everyone in the world has Diego Costa. He's selected by a huge percent of people.
It must be mega, mustn't it?
Oh, okay.
43.2.
43.
That is mental. Like, he's one player and that 50% of everybody's got him in their team.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and the other, presumably, 60% bottom of their leagues.
I think so, yeah. Ramsey has come good again. A lot of people got Ramsey. I've got Ramsey.
Yeah, I traded him in, actually, as well.
Yeah, I think... I wasn't sure whether he was going to be as good as he was last season when he hit his peak before he got injured, but he has been. Another one who has been doing very well, I think he's top of the midfielders or in the first couple, is Fabregas.
Yeah.
Playing really well for Chelsea. I... can't bring myself to pick Fabregas being an Arsenal fan, and him obviously being scum of the earth and stuff like that. But I am tempted because what I did do is I looked at my team and I picked Sanchez for Arsenal, who is a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
But I thought it was worth it because I thought, you know, he's essentially a striker. They've put him in midfield. He's listed as midfielder, so I thought that's pretty good. But he hasn't really been, been performing.
No.
So I was tempted to maybe put Fabregas in, then I'd have an extra sort of 1.5 mil, you know.
I wonder if, because Giroud's out now, isn't he?
Yeah.
For at least a couple of months they're talking about. Maybe yeah. with like a, I don't think it's broken, but a bad ankle, I think, a recurrence of an injury or something?
I think so, yeah, that's what they were saying.
Who's the, I wonder if, I don't think they'll do it, but I mean, could they put in Sanchez to replace him?
Maybe, I mean, he did play lone striker, against Everton.
Oh.
I think, and in that he had three behind him.
Yeah.
So I think he will play up front. I think Podolski will play possibly as well, maybe. I don't know if they want to commit to having him centre forward, because he hasn't really lit up the world, has he, so
no,
far?
No, not exactly. No.
But, I mean, it's still early days. We've only had two games. I think they're the good buys, bad buys. Anyone who you thought was going to be good and really wasn't.
Well, I think there's two people that are going to get transferred out of people's squads.
Yeah.
I think Bojan.
Yeah.
A lot of people have picked him up because he was amazing at Barcelona, especially in their youth team, but hasn't really done it anywhere else. And when you saw that they got him, it seemed like so good. Yeah. Oh, let's get Bojan. This is mental. I can't believe he's there. And then you realise they're not going to play him half the games and he's got to adjust to the Premiership and he's never going to score any points.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be the case, adjusting to the Premiership. Yeah, I think that could be the case with a lot of players. I mean, people coming in, still Di Maria.
Oh, yeah.
United have signed him, unless he has just turned around and come home after. They got thumped by MK Dons last night, as we record this. They literally lost last night. 4-0 was it in the end?
Yeah.
4-0 to MK Dons. The day that Di Maria officially signed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So good luck to him. I don't know how much. I don't know if he's listed yet on the fantasy football. I'm not sure. I know Balotelli isn't listed yet, and the whole Liverpool thing's a done deal with him, isn't it?
Yeah, he's 16 million, 16 million. That is a bargain.
Yeah, I wonder how much he'll be on fantasy football, because I think they'll probably stick him in as quite expensive.
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one, because, like I was going to say, Sanchez as well, he seems like a really good buy. He's definitely a good player. And I mean, I don't know why, I still don't know why Barcelona have got rid of him. But then when you look at him, on their fantasy football, he's 10.5 million, and Ramsey's 9.
I know, that was what made me think, because Fabregas was 9, and all these other...
blimey.
All these other... Because he other than Yaya Toure... He's the
second
most expensive. But then I thought, well, it's worth it if he's going to be playing centre forward, and you can effectively have four centre forwards or four strikers in your team. But obviously, I went for Austin, centre forward for QPR.
Yeah.
Who hasn't played yet?
Oh, has he not? Because I thought that was quite a stupid buy.
Yeah, well, I thought it was. It was one like I explained to Craig last time. It was one of the ones that I had made a little note of. He has scored 0 points the entire time and is now injured. So that's a classic. And Herrera.
Oh.
Had him in. He hasn't been scoring any points and he's now injured. So I don't know whether I'm going to have to make a double substitution or, we'll talk about it in the second part, or use the old wild card.
Cheeky wild card,
We will talk about that. So, yeah, so they're the good boys, they're the bad boys. How about results so far? How do you think it's been? I mean, obviously we are only two games in, but... Any sort of surprises? QPR at the bottom of the league, Tottenham at the top of the league.
Yeah, dream. I think, it'd be good for you wearing your Tottenham shirt.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, I was going to say you'll be able to hold your head up high, wearing your Tottenham shirt after the end of our little rivalry.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, Tottenham at the top. Chelsea, City doing well. Arsenal, fifth.
The European... because that's their Champions League qualifying game tonight, actually.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we are. Yeah, it is happening tonight. I'm slightly worried. I was actually in Edinburgh, watched the first leg where we drew 0-0. But it might just be one of them. We have been known to do that, because obviously we make the playoffs every year. So we are used to it. But we sometimes have a ropey first leg and then we go and thump them.
Yeah,
when they come to us. So I'm hoping that's the case.
Maybe if not, perhaps you'll do a Celtic and the Besiktas players, or someone will have put the wrong pair of socks on.
Yeah.
Two left socks. That's it. Lawyers come in.
Let's hope so.
Put back in the Champions League. I think when you look at it, basically Man United. are having a good
United
season.
I think
it's safe to say they're going to win the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Champions League as well. Did the double.
I mean, did United fans think that LVG was going to come in and just completely change things around?
I didn't think they thought he was going to come in and make things worse.
Yeah.
Which seems to be his plan so far.
That seems to have happened, doesn't it, let's be honest.
I'm not sure about the Di Maria thing.
Mm.
So, I'm split on it because they need to buy defenders. And they got Rojo. Well, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. The Argentinian guy.
Right, played okay, Cup, yeah.
For $16 million, so he's good. Mm. And because at the minute they're playing Blackett in defence, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's three at the back with him.
Yeah.
Ashley Young, oh my God.
Yeah, it's an absolute shambles. Yeah.
But then buying another attacking midfielder when that's all they've got, is that what they want to be doing?
I think they're just looking for style quality. They're just looking for buyers that are going to keep the fans happy and just to add. Because, you know, teams are, you know, with Balotelli, Arsenal making big signings, you know, they haven't really made that big signing, have they?
Yeah. Right.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's more star power than what they actually need in their squad. Because everyone's been saying, Ferdinand was saying, I think it was Gary Neville was saying, that they just need so much more in their squad. They've got nothing.
Yeah.
You know.
Because when you look at their defence, it's shocking. But you can, because I think Di Maria is probably in the top five players in the world after Bale, Ronaldo, Messi. He's got to be in the next couple of two, hasn't he? The Champions League final.
Yeah.
And the semis as well. He pretty much won it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, going from winning the Champions League to going to a team that have just lost 4-0 to MK Dons. That pretty much sums it all up, doesn't it? That sums up United so far.
I just don't know where. I don't know where they're going to play. Is he going to take Matt's place in the team, or are they going to put him on the wing and drop Young? I guess that makes sense.
You'd think that they'd play him, Matter,
like
together. I don't know. I don't really know. It's kind of like they don't really need him in a way.
Well, definitely. I think that's the only
they don't need, even though they're you know, have been playing so shocking. But I'm sure that he won't detract from anything. He'll be
positive.
Yeah, definitely.
Sort of the same thing they had last year where they're making buys based on who's available and not based on what they need.
Yeah.
So they're just
getting
people in that are available, not, you know, thinking about, like Vidal might do quite well for them, but because other teams are interested, they seem to be not too bothered about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's right. Yeah. So, that's the results. That's what's been going on. Looking at the league, in part two, we're going to look at upcoming fixtures. Any tips on who to potentially stick in your team? I don't really know. I'm not one to talk. Like I say, I am looking at maybe using my wild card after the second week because I've just made some absolutely terrible decisions. But you know, we'll see how that goes. So the pin once again. Yeah, the pin for the official fantasypremierleague.com. The gaffer tapes to join in to be one of the 100 and I think it's 115 and rising or something like that. The pin is 76843-24281. That's 76843-24281. And you can follow us on at the gaffer tapes on Twitter because it's all going off on Twitter. Get involved in the conversation and obviously thegaffertapes.com.
Or on iTunes.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll leave that there. That's part one. I feel like I'm doing quite a good Craig impression. Hey guys, so thanks very much, and come back in the next section. That'll do for part one, and we'll see you in part two where we'll talk about other stuff. Boy.
What are you doing here?
I'm Ray Winston off the telly. You know, Lily Allen's dad.
Isn't Keith Allen?
No, shut up. Do you like football?
Not really.
Do you like fantasy?
No.
Bit frigid. Do you like fantasy football podcasts?
No, why would I?
Well, you probably wouldn't. But if you did, you should listen to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, available on iTunes and thegaffertapes.com. Are you going to listen?
Maybe after you've left.
No, you listen now.
Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. We're still here. We're currently dissecting the league table, the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Podcast League. Basically, I'm going to show my team because it's awful. I've made so many mistakes. I just don't know how I could have gone wrong. On paper, it's still a good team, I think. Every time I look at it and I think of potentially changing something. I think he'll haunt me. If I take Sanchez out, he'll score a hat-trick. He'll haunt me. I can't possibly take Ramsey out. Henderson's been playing well. I will take out Herrera from my midfield. But at the back...
So what is your... So tell us, go through
okay,
your team.
So my team, Howard, goalkeeper.
Defense.
Had been good other than... letting two against Arsenal, which obviously I'm relatively happy about because we were 2-0 down. I thought we were going to get thumped.
That's so interesting. So you put Howard in against Arsenal as opposed to Given, who's your substitute keeper.
Yeah, but the reason I got Given and the reason I've got all of my substitutes is because I've gone for the cheapest substitutes. I select everything by price.
Yeah.
And I go right down to the very bottom, hoping that I'm just not going to need him.
Right.
So that means I've got more money to spend on shit expensive players.
The Man United strategy.
Yeah, effectively it's that. Although I did notice that Given was right at the bottom. He's amongst the cheapest goalkeepers. Which I think was weird. But I didn't really think about, because I think, does he get a game? I don't know enough ever gets a game. So there we go. So I thought Howard may at least get 1 point, which he did. He got one singular point. But it softens the blow, the fact that Arsenal managed to get a point out of that game. So I was happy when we were losing 2-0. I thought we were going to get absolutely thumped. At the back, I've got Coleman, who was injured the first week.
Yeah.
And I had to take him out just before the first. And I just swapped him with Baines and then swapped him back again.
Because
They're exactly the same price. And I think Coleman does do better than Baines points-wise. Or he certainly did last season. And I think he is doing this season. I've got Colker at the back from QPR. Now, that has been an absolute shocker, choosing that. I think because, although looking at that, 12.4% of people have got him. I think it's because he's cheap. He's a good player, but playing in that QPR defence, you're just going to...
Yeah.
You're just going to do crap.
Sunderland, Man United and Stoke coming up is probably not going to be turn around too quick in the future. Either,
no, that's right. And obviously
got an easy game against Man U.
Yeah, that's right. They'll thump United. But yeah, obviously they lost 4-0 to Tottenham on Saturday or Sunday, wasn't it? Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
They lost 4-0 to Tottenham. Then I've got Lovren at the back, who hasn't been... I think he's a great player. And he's not one of the sort of players that I would take out because he hasn't been getting too many points. But because I think it will be players like that that will come good. And like I say, it's only 2 weeks. But the fact that I am not doing very well, I've got Austin up front that I don't want. Herrera's injured. I was very tempted to use my wild card, and that was what I wanted to talk about, the whole wild card thing.
Yeah, situation.
When is too soon to use your wild card?
Well, I don't think it's ever too soon. I'm actually thinking of using mine, and I'm not doing too bad.
Right.
But the way I see it is, you can either use it a bit later in the season,
mm-hmm.
but are you really ever going to need to? Unless you have something mental, like someone's team buses crash and the whole Chelsea squad's wiped out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you want to do it at the start. So say, like, I think your team here, I would never have a bench full of people that are never going to play.
Yeah.
I would just pick someone cheap from a team that's actually going to play, because otherwise if they come in,
but
then
when,
they're scoring
but
your points.
But my way of thinking is, I'm hopefully going to pick a team that no one's injured and... bear with me. And when it's down to like 0.5 of a mil, that makes a lot of difference. You know, if it's a choice between affording Ramsey or not, you know, or having Rooney and Diego Costa up front, you know, that's why I always go straight in for the cheapest possible subs.
Yeah, I don't know, because saying that, so say if you dropped Sanchez and put in Fabregas.
That was my thinking. I actually thought of doing exactly that, because then I'd have an extra 1.5, it's not 1.5 now, it's 1.4, because Fabregas had gone up, but I'd have an extra 1.4, which means I'd be able to get a decent striker to replace Austin.
Yeah, but I like your thinking there. Mm. You've gone straight for the let's pump more money into our misfiring forwards.
Yeah.
Or you could spend an extra $500,000 on each one of your defenders and get three defenders that might conceivably ever play.
Yeah, but...
You're like, nah, no, don't believe in it.
I never see that. Every year I've played, I've always done the same strategy. Granted, like, I mean...
it's worked out so well.
You've obviously done a lot better than I have, being the resident expert. But... I don't ever see that. Obviously, this week I did actually use one of my subs. Herrera was injured, and it automatically does it for you. Yeah. They chose Poyet of West Ham fame.
Yeah.
And he got 1 point. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's a point that... actually, that point would have, I think, potentially made me go 80th behind my closest rival and the team that we're going to now look at. Shamak my bitch up, which is a classic name for a fantasy football team, by Ryan Hyens, is it? Ryan Hyens? He's in 80th, basically. He's my closest rival.
Yeah.
He's slightly behind me. That's why I'm going to dissect his team. what's he gone for, Ash?
Well, I wonder if he's a Palace fan.
I'm assuming so. He's got some Palace players in his team.
Yeah, he's got Begovic at the back. Terry, Ward and Debussy, back three. Ince, Sanchez, Mata and Jedinak.
A lot of people have gone for Ince, it seems.
Yeah, well, I think because he's playing out of position, because they've been playing him as a striker or just behind. But in the game, he's a midfielder, so that's the dream, isn't
it? Right, okay, yeah. Pretty much, that's why I went for Sanchez. And I think that's why Odemwenge for West Brom.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that's the case for him. Possibly, although I might be wrong.
And then top front, he's got the classic Costa, Rooney, Bojan.
Yeah.
So, I think here, he's got to do the same as everybody else. It's time to ship off Bojan.
I think so. And it says Bojan's injured there as well. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he going to play?
I think he's probably 75%, I would have thought. But I think he's 75% from any game now on. I think Sanchez, he's going to get points, but I would, and I mean I have in my team, is drop Sanchez and take... Fabregas or Ramsey.
Yeah, because I've got Ramsey and Sanchez, yeah.
Yeah, I just think for the price of Sanchez, I don't know, let's see.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing, I'm worried that I'm going to get rid of it. I've done it every year, I've got rid of someone, and they've haunted me.
Yeah, come back.
A hat-trick that day.
Oh, that's nasty.
Pretty much.
His bench is quite strong, though.
I was going to say, his bench is better than my starting there. He's got Howard and Colker and Lovren, who I actually have. He's got them on the bench. I've got them in my starting lineup. So that's strange.
I think you were talking about going through wild cards.
Yeah.
I think, so like I'm saying, it's never too early to use it. The only question is do you use it now, ready for this week, so you can pick up some points?
Mm.
Or do you wait till after Monday, because that's when the transfer window closes? So if you do it now, and then everybody swaps teams.
Of course, that is so much of a better idea, yeah.
So you really want to use it next week?
You do.
But
definitely.
But I would say, from top strategist advice, is you want to have people on your bench that can play, that are going to be able to go into your team. Because not everybody, even if you've got someone amazing at the back, say you've got like a decent, I don't know, say like a Man United defender.
Mm.
Like at the minute, they've got loads of easy games. Although they happen to be terrible.
Mm.
But so, like, if you put Rojo in, like, he's probably quite a good buy normally, like, they sorted the defence out. But then if they're playing Arsenal away, he's suddenly not good because they're going to concede.
Right.
But so then
you swap him out.
Yeah, so if you've got someone on your bench, like Corker, and they're playing Hull at home,
they've
got a fighting chance. So I'd swap him over.
I just always like to have your core absolute most... so your most expensive and best striker, your top two... midfielders, top two defenders and a great goalkeeper, and then just build it around that. But to do that, you have to buy the very, very, very cheapest subs. But then again, look how well I'm doing. I'm 79th. For Christ. And my brother, the Willy Wally, is a bee in me, and he hasn't watched football for about 10 years.
You get smashed by the Willy Wally. So you look at, say, like, Klein is another, is like an example of a defender.
Yeah.
And what's he? He started at, I think, 5 million, maybe, something like that.
Mm.
And then, and now he's scoring 5-6 points every week. So, yeah, so he's 5.1 now, so he's 5 million.
Yeah.
So he's only a million more than your substitutes. He doesn't play for a particularly great side, and they're going to ship goals. But if they don't, which thus far they haven't, you're getting 5 points every week. Whereas if you've got, you could be paying the same, paying like 3 million more for Ivanovic.
Yeah.
And he's going to score headers, so probably get you more points. But.
Yeah, that's true.
Is he going to get you that many more?
Mm.
So actually, should we have a look at my.
Yeah, let's have a look at your team.
So I've slightly gone for a different naming convention than the rest of the pod. Right, last minute change. Because you've got the Gaffer Tapes Tom, the Gaffer Tapes Craig. He forgot who it was.
Yeah. he's not it. He's gone.
But so I've gone for Nasty Gaffer Ash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, you've changed up your name. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, but so I've still got the Gaffer in it, but now it sounds like Nasty Gaffer Rash. Which I thought was better.
That is better, yeah.
So I made a little change in mine that I keep talking about. So I, first week, I did terribly and was 90th.
Okay.
At the end of the first
yeah,
week.
I did notice that. And yeah. I think you made a comment, you were like, oh my God, even Tom's beating me. which, obviously, I appreciate.
So, but, without, I haven't used my wildcard yet. I'm definitely going to.
Yeah.
Because I've made, I think when you, the season starts, you can't tell who's going to be playing.
Yeah, that's right.
So I thought, like, I thought Bojan would play. I actually thought Dawson would play for Tottenham, but they've shipped him off to Hull.
Yeah.
So it might work out in my favour, because if he starts playing for
well,
Hull...
Well, he might, because he's more likely to get a game at Hull, isn't he? So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. But... So I went for, I think I got something like 30 points the first week.
Yeah.
Made one little change and got 72 the next week. So I lost four points from transfer shenanigans.
Yeah. But it's worth it though, isn't it? It is worth it.
Yeah, because yeah. I had Bakuna in my team, and then I found out that my wife's got him because his name sounds like Bakuna Matata.
What, so you got rid of him solely on that? The yeah. fact that, right, the missus has got him, definitely getting rid of him.
Yeah. Okay. And then Sanchez, so I made the double.
Yeah.
I lost 4 points, whereas if you wait until the second week, you can make two transfers for free if you don't make one the
week
before.
Is that the case, is it?
Yeah, but so I forgot about that.
Wow,
so
okay.
I made two this week, but selling Sanchez got me the 1.5 million.
Yeah, that you needed to.
So I've got rid of him, Bakuna Matata, and got in Sigurdsson and Ramsey.
Yeah.
The dream team together.
It always seems that, obviously, Sigurdsson is doing well. I think he's number two at the most points scored, which means I think he had one really good week just gone, and then before that he had quite a good week. But see, when I do that, I put in players that are doing really well. They stop playing well. I'd do that. I'd bite the bullet and go, right, okay, I'm gonna stick a Spurs player in, even though I can't stand him, and then I'm stuck with him and he's crap.
Yeah,
and I just look like a Judas.
I think the thing is with this, I was thinking about, you know, obviously I had that good season before. We did really well. Yeah. Not that I, you know, bring it up on the pod
go
before.
What
84th? 83 million?
84th?
Yeah, but you've got to pull the trigger. If you think someone's going to do it. Like the, before, when everyone was doubting him, I got Dempsey in the week before. Got Dempsey in, made him my captain the week before he scored a hat-trick. That was some serious points. So I think if you've got a doubt about a player, ship him off, take the points deduction. Yeah. Like if you go for four, if you lose 4 points every week, but you're scoring 80 points, it doesn't matter.
That is true.
You're going to get a reasonable place. Yeah.
I do like your little tip of not using the wild card until the window's closed. I didn't even think about that.
That's probably a good one.
And it's probably such a basic rule as well, really. Let's be honest, because I would have done that. And then Balotelli comes in and they stick him on here for 7 mil. And I think, oh my God, what was I doing?
Yeah, I think don't save your wild card. Use it to ship off all the players that aren't playing. But probably just wait till next week.
And you can use one wild card between now and January, isn't it? And
you can use it any time.
You can use it any time, but you can only use it once.
Yeah.
But there is a January transfer window, isn't there?
Yeah.
Where for the month, you can, it's like pre-season, you can change your squad as much as you want.
Once, yeah. So you can, use,
you can
so
just
you get
do
a second
that
wild
for the month of January, and then you get another wild card after that, do you?
No.
So you only have one wild card for the whole thing?
So you get two for the season. One, which is... You can use it any time, but you can only use it once.
And then the January one.
And then the January one. Sort of towards the end of the January transfer window. But I tend to find, by the end of the January transfer window, the teams become quite generic anyway.
Yeah, so it does seem that way.
I think you've got another thing about using your wild card is use it, and then people that haven't used their wild card buy the players you've brought, so their value goes up. So then you've got more money to spend. When it gets to January, I think it's pretty much all over by then.
That is one thing I will say about me last year. My team at one point was worth about 115 million. It was mental because I bought Ramsey at the very start of the season when he was about 5 mil on here, and he ended up going up to about 9.
Yeah,
and a load of players like that didn't do me any good. just had loads of fake money, and it was really crap.
I think I've got mine up to, I've roughly about 140 million before.
Wow.
And then talking to other people, they're like, "Oh, I don't know what to do with this. It's so difficult." And then you're like buying Van Persie, Aguero, and it's nothing. You've still got 8 million left.
You've still got loans,
Yeah, so it does. You've got to try and get the finances sorted. You don't want Redknapp in charge, basically.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, let's say, talking about you finishing 84th, at the start of the season where you can't click on people's team names to see them, but you can click on their actual names and you see where they came, and I actually saw it. I couldn't believe it. I took a little screenshot and sent it to all my mates at work. I was like, he actually came 84th.
Do you think I was blagging it the whole time? Yeah.
No, but I just thought maybe it was like 840,000 and he just can't read or something.
Yeah,
84th. Unbelievable.
I remember when I got up to 4,000.
Yeah.
I was like 4,000th in the world.
That's
amazing. Ridiculous, like mental. I'll never beat that. And then I think that was the week before I had the thing where I got 1 million points from Dempsey.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, I was 4th in the world.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, what happened? That is pretty serious. Took about 10 million screenshots of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you still got them?
Somewhere.
We'll have to stick them somewhere.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm not too bothered.
Print them on a t-shirt.
It's only a game. Like, everyone's been top 100 in the world. Everyone's been top 5 in the world, haven't they?
Yeah. We all know.
At least 5 of us.
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time.
Easy money.
Big time. But yeah, so, that's the team rundowns. Quick look before we go at next week's fixtures. What is going on next week?
Burnley, Man United. Burnley haven't had a good start to the season.
No, they haven't.
Or second bottom after QPR.
I instantly like Burnley.
Yeah, well, so they got an easy game, haven't they?
Yeah.
Home to Man United, so guaranteed win, isn't it?
They'll win that. City, Stoke. Okay, so.
Well, before we go through these, actually, the way I do it is I look at the. I mean, you don't have this option because you've got no one on your bench. But what I do is I look at the people in my team, whether they're likely to be on a team that's got a chance of winning. So then look at the fixtures and see whether I want to play them. So say, it's not too obvious this week. So say like if you've got Stoke defenders, this week probably isn't the week to be playing them because they're away at Man City.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so you'd swap them out for potentially, I don't know, any Sunderland defenders you had who are playing. Although I suppose away to QPR, it's not as easy. I think QPR will find their stride. Hopefully. I don't mind QPR.
Yeah.
I see what you mean with that. Yeah, Everton-Chelsea's Tottenham-Liverpool as well.
Yeah.
Everton-Chelsea, Tottenham-Liverpool, big games this coming weekend.
Big game. Well, West Ham-Southampton surely is the game of the thing.
Is that the... Are they football teams? Are they all? Yeah, they are. That's good, yeah. West Ham-Southampton,
Yeah. West Ham versus the Southampton training youth team 11.
Yeah, that's right.
Select 11.
Yeah.
Newcastle Palace. Newcastle haven't had the best start to the season either, have they?
17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they certainly haven't. Swansea have been a bit of a... I mean, again, you know, we're only talking, it's only been...
Two games,
but, I like to think that it's forming nicely. I'll tell you what, if United did as shit as they've started, I'll be a happy man.
Oh, God, it'd be so good if Burnley do it. Come on, Burnley. If any Burnley players are listening to this, please smash them. I think everyone would appreciate it.
Please do.
Yeah. Everton-Chelsea, it's going to be a good game, actually.
I think it will, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I thought Everton looked good against us. Obviously, they slipped just at the end.
Sort of got a bit tired, didn't they?
But, they looked so good at the start. I thought, oh, God.
Yeah.
Here we go. Because I think Everton laid out a blueprint on how to beat us last season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just think they followed that, and every team has just started to realise how to beat Arsenal. Although, granted, it didn't happen, thankfully. that's the league, that's the fixtures. That's pretty much it. Other news, briefly, Neil Warnock. As far as I know, Neil Warnock is pretty much officially today Crystal Palace manager.
Ah, possible closet Palace fan, Ryan Irons.
Yeah, I know.
Or may or may not be happy about that.
I didn't know what you were going to say then. You went possible closet. This is breaking news on the Gaffer Toast that Neil Warnock is a homosexual. That's what I thought you were going to go for. Yeah, Ryan Irons. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your surname right. Listener of the podcast, please please get in touch. Let's get some Holmes versus Hines shit going on. For, you know, I want to be 79th. He wants to be 79th. Only one of us is, and that's me, boy. All right, so, you know, that's the sort of banter we can get going between me and Hinesy.
It's good to, well, I know it's terrible to see Warnock back in the Premiership, as a West Ham fan, and especially after getting done in the Cup by Sheffield United last night.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was the manager there when they did us for the Tevez thing.
Yes, they said it in the paper about it being retribution and all this crap.
Yeah, so I'm not happy to see him back.
No. I don't know if anyone is. I don't think Crystal Palace fans are.
No.
From what they've been saying, they're really not happy about it. Yeah,
I know.
A comedian on Twitter that I follow, me and him, he was chatting about it. Yeah, and he's really not happy about Warnock going there.
Yeah.
As a Palace fan, I don't know if any of them are. But we'll see. He might do all right there. You never know. So that's pretty much it, I think. I think that's everything covered for this week.
Yeah.
We will be back next time once the transfer window is closed. Slammed, literally slammed.
It's Sky Sports HQ. Have you seen it? They've got a new channel called Sky Sports News HQ. 24 hour. And in the advert for it, mate, he answers the phone.
Shuts the door.
He answers the phone and goes, "All right, Harry, have you got any news for us?" And then slams his phone shut. The Redknapp
Unbelievable.
HQ hotline.
Yeah.
They've set up. Amazing.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to be similar on our episode, really, isn't it?
I would have thought so.
Slam shit shut.
Yeah, slam it shut. I mean, we'll probably be live from QPR training ground.
Well, no, you'll be at QPR training ground. I'll be in Wales and Craig will be in a field somewhere up north.
So hopefully we'll all be back.
It will be from next week. It's going to be normal,
back to normal,
resuming.
We can carry on
as it is
our weekly competition.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing you in a Spurs shirt more than anything.
Yeah, I mean on your league form thus far.
It's not on the league, though, is it?
Given your intimate football knowledge, it should be no problem for you to be winning that.
Absolutely.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, thanks very much. I'll give you the one more time the pin to join the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast League on fantasypremierleague.com. It is 768432421. One more time, Ash.
Yeah.
That's 768432421. Get the bill payers' permission first. Follow us at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter because you get to see all the updates. We tweet a lot of funny stuff about football. I'm going to get a little bit of stuff going with Ryan Irons, whether he likes it or not, because that's the kind of guy
I am. Grudge match.
Yeah, big time.
What is your Twitter then?
My Twitter, thanks for asking. It's @the_Tom_Holmes.
Two underscores because you're a computer professional.
I was just underscoring the shit out of it, yeah. But also because Tom Holmes is quite a generic name and there's a lot of people that have got it.
Ah.
So @the_Tom_Holmes. And what's your one?
@Grahamzilla.
Correct.
Yes.
That'll do for today, for this week. Thanks very much for listening. We've been Tom and Ash. Say goodbye, Ash.
Goodbye, Ash.
It's a lot. Hey, it's good. Who needs Craig, eh? Who needs Craig? So thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks very much.